anyone expecting to find in it some sort of primitive constitution is going to be in for a bit of a shock when they read the details, because the liberties enumerated here boil down largely to tax relief for the armoured and landed classes. But even if the Magna Carta is filled with the moans and bellyaching of the barons, that bellyaching turned out to have profound consequences for the future of England. For by putting so much weight on the authority of the common law, the Angevins had stirred in the nobility a dawning realisation that this was their law too. A generation before, the barons couldn't have cared less about the rights of men held in prison for unstated causes. That was what happened to commoners. But under John, bad things had happened to them. Land stolen, widows hounded, heirs made to disappear. So now is the time to use the weapons Henry II's revolution in justice had put into their hands. And by an amazing irony, the Angevins became the schoolmasters of their own correction.